Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Growing up, I was very close to both my grandmothers. I spent a significant amount of time with both of them, and they were just a big part of my life. I really loved my grandmothers, who both passed when they were 90 years old, many years ago. One of my grandmothers was very physically fit. She walked, she exercised, she used to, in the winter, walk in circles in her basement when it was cold outside, just so she could stay fit. My other grandmother was very mentally fit. She loved to play games, mental games, card games, and she stayed mentally alert till the day she died. Both of them had strengths, my one grandmother, mental strengths, my other grandmother, physical strengths, but both of them had weaknesses. My grandmother, who was physically fit, ended up getting Alzheimer's later in her life, and my grandmother, who was mentally fit, had health problems my entire life that I knew her. She was always either getting surgeries, going to the doctor, and had a cabinet full of medicine she took every day. I don't know if you know this, but it's people like my grandmother who have a lot of health problems that end up costing our society a largest amount for medical expenses. For example, here in the U.S., the top 10% of the people who go to the doctors the most end up spending between 60 and 70% of all medical expenses for all of us combined. Or for our seniors, the highest 25% of our seniors who go to the doctors the most account for 85% of the total expenses of all medical expenses. So what this means is when someone's sick, they really cost and weigh heavily on our system. Of course we love them and we want them to be well, like my grandmother, but they are expensive for our system and our country overall, and of course other countries around the world too. Well, there's good news here. There was a study done by a Canadian researcher, Dr. Robert Herron, H-E-R-R-O-N, and he reported in the American Journal of Health Promotion that medical costs could be decreased by 28% after 5 years of meditation. When a person starts meditating, after 5 years, their expenses go down by 28%. The type of meditation he studied is called TM, or Transcendental Meditation. There's been over 350 studies done on TM, so it's been very researched. His study consisted of 284 subjects who were divided into two groups. All the subjects were considered high-cost patients because they had spent the largest amount of money visiting their physicians. And the groups were randomly divided based on sex, age, and region, and it was done in Quebec, Canada, over a five-year period, where one group was taught meditation, and the second group was a control group, and they weren't taught any form of meditation. What they found was, after the first year, the TM group decreased costs by 11%, and after 5 years, they had reduced costs by 28%. And this was huge. Can you imagine reducing medical costs by 28%? And these are the people that spend the most for medical. So can you imagine what this would do to any government's budget? I mean, imagine, even our own personal pocket, if we can reduce medical costs by the ones who spend the most. I mean, maybe you and I never spend anything, but people like my grandmother, they spend a lot. And it's expensive for countries, for insurance carriers, for all of us when they spend so much money. If we can get our grandmothers and all of us meditating more, guess what? We'll really reduce costs on medical expenses. This is a very, very big deal. I know I've talked about this before, but here's another study supporting what I'm saying. We have to get out there and get these insurance carriers to start teaching their insurees how to meditate, and we got to get the government to teach people that are older and people that are sick to meditate. I don't know why more hospitals don't offer it. I pretty regularly teach at hospitals, clinics, businesses, and organizations about meditation and teach them how to meditate, but it's still a hard sell. You'd be surprised. I mean, I'm going to save everyone a whole lot of money, but it's still hard to convince them of it. They think it's Eastern. They think it's weird. They don't want to do it. But the studies keep supporting the medical benefits of meditating. And it's free. Once you learn it, it's free. So why don't we all start meditating? especially encourage our insurance carrier to start offering courses on meditation. Go to the hospital and say, hey, teach meditation here. It's good for us. Reach out and encourage people to meditate. Tell people about this podcast. You know what it will cost them? Nothing. Nada. Free. I mean, here in the U.S., we are constantly struggling with balancing the budgets. States are, the U.S. government is. Wherever we live around the world, governments are struggling to balance budgets. So meditation is a great way to balance a budget. And it really doesn't cost much at all. It's just teaching people how to do that. So think about reaching out, writing your congressperson, your senator, your president, your king, and say, hey, we need to start meditating more. We really can make a difference when we educate even our personal doctor and say, you know, this study talks about how meditation really can reduce medical costs. Did you know that? And perhaps at even a more personal level, you too may have a grandmother that you care about who struggles with health problems. How about reaching out to grandma and saying, hey, grandma, meditation will help you to be healthier and reduce your expenses. Here in the U.S., there are often co-payments when we go to the doctor. So if we can help grandmas do better financially, I think they'll really thank us. If you are interested in having me come speak about meditation, besides this podcast, I also have a blog on meditation, and I also do speaking engagements on meditation. You can learn more about that at www.successbeyondyourimagination.com. That's successbeyondyourimagination.com. There are a lot of wonderful resources out there on meditation. Learn about them, and let's all start sharing it with our grandmothers and the people that we love and help improve our lives, their lives, and the overall health of our world. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn a whole lot more about the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Until next time, peace.